And Austin has already read this. This is on the LIMS integration project. It's we share project managers with John Lipsky with FLIP, but it is a different project. And some of what you'll learn is the history and purpose of the LIMS-I project, getting back, we hope, to some of the use case that was brought up at the end, how it works with the LRN program and other data consumers for the business needs, standards, guidelines, the influences we had on the project, the methods and deliverables on what was our project, which is basically where Jason's going to pick up, the change management process. We have various work groups, so the work group structure, the tools and assistance that we provide to the labs, and then future messaging plans. Okay. Our project grew out of two initiatives. There was the LRN real-time data exchange. It's an initiative at CDC, and it itself has two components: the LRN results messenger, which most of the team is sitting back here in the audience supporting us, being there as our team and our good audience. Then there's LIMS integration, which is or providing the tools, guidance, infrastructure, how to get labs to use their LIMS system to message here to the CDC. And then we also have been involved with FIN and kind of grew out of FIN, which is, this is directly off the FIN website. And we're all at the FIN conference. We know what FIN does, trying to get public health to use and exchange electronic information. Okay, we then had some desires that came from the LRN labs. We do work directly with a lot of the laboratory response network, in case anyone doesn't know what LRN is, with their labs. They wanted to eliminate some dual data entry. The results messenger is an application. It's provided and installed at the labs, and so unfortunately there is dual data entry currently. So they wanted to use their LIMS that they're already using and to just make that electronic link directly. And then we had to optimize the information flow to make it sort of similar to what FLIP found, that it's going to be faster and hopefully better data, to enable the system interoperability. And our really big thing here, which was to meet some of the FIN requirements, and this was kind of primary thing. We've got this, FIN's been around a while, and it's been through two generations of requirements itself. So how do you make that happen? Okay, our purpose, we were supporting the business. We're supporting the greater mission of the laboratory response network. There's a great deal of information about the LRN on the CDC website. And here's, you can download this and get the link to facilitate the integration of the facilities into FIN so that we can actually get some of the FIN working, and to ensure that the laboratories receive informatics preparedness, because the laboratory response network is about labs responding to outbreaks and other emerging issues. And so our goal as a project is to get each LRN participant to electronically exchange their data directly using their system with very little impact to the lab's workflow, and while still adhering to those FIN guidelines, the federal requirements, all the standards that that we're all trying to use and enable. In short, we're supporting message integration efforts between public health facilities and the CDC LRN program. We started with working with the business, trying to figure out what the business needs were. And so we talked to data consumers, primarily the LRN program, and we wanted to identify what data they needed, what they wanted. There's required and optional data. Who they want it from, which for our case was pretty easy. It was the established LRN network. When or under what conditions they want this data, and that could include proficiency testing. There's also routine testing. And who else should get the data? Essentially, who else does the program work with to make the business work? So for our input, we looked at the LRN processes, policies, protocols, and procedures. So this was data messaging policy. These were driven by the programs, what their business processes are, what their testing procedures are. And then we added in the technical and the requirements, the messaging requirements, vocabulary guidance, any of the policies that were made outside of the business or related to the business about making electronic messaging work. And this includes the FIN messaging, FIN vocabulary standards. There were some other guidance, a lot of which did come from federal efforts. So we created quite a bit of output. We have data collection requirements. And these were what fields were to support. What data did you need to collect in your system? We do have a bit on what functions need to be supported. But the biggest thing was looking at what fields need to be supported, which ones are required and optional. And these are things that need to be in the LIMS or whatever you're using for data collection. We looked at and found field validations, any of the business rules you need to support, format of fields, limited list. You know, if you wanted a list of states, it better only be the 50 states that are there. What the test configurations were. This is actually a very large effort to do test configurations, which list of LRN agents, test and results that are part of those, the testing protocols. So that's really taking the testing protocols that's developed by the program and turning them into standards. And that, if anyone has ever done that process, can be quite daunting because computers speak in little bits and we talk in sentences and paragraphs and nuances. So one of our other big output is the message generation requirements. We do have a message format or implementation guide. We have used a lot of products that Flip has used. I think Austin actually helped us or did the first implementation guide we had. No Sundex in the room. Many of you probably heard Sundex's name mentioned. He's one of a very good vocabulary steward and really helped us a lot with vocabulary, as did actually Wen Kai Lee, which was someone mentioned on the Flip first page. Oh, I went twice. Let's go back up. So we produced a data mapping tool. Something else we got from someone else. We got this from California, and we kind of enhanced it and added some things to it, like our business rules. And it's intended to be used as a tool to map from the LIMS database to the message so that you can fill it out, and then the next step, the developers, the integration broker people, they know what to do. And then we have our standard vocabulary, and that's Ricky actually showed that we inherited the exact same thing from BioSense, so we use that as well. And then we have a tool to map from local or internal codes to the standard codes. And this is all of our programs, the projects, guidance, standard development organizations, and partners that we work both directly and indirectly with. The ones that show the solid lines are really direct programs. We work directly with LRMB and LRNC. We have a little bit of an indirect relationship with Influenza Branch. We work actually fairly directly with FLIP, even though I show it as a dotted line, because we're tied pretty tightly to Results Messenger, and that we both kind of step together, and what they support in their application, we evaluate to see if it makes sense for the electronic messaging. And actually, from this, now we're going to talk about methods, and I'm going to hand it over to Jason, who's going to take over methods and really how our work groups are structured.
All right, well, I'm relieved to report that last slide didn't seem to induce any seizures in the room, so crisis averted there. And I'm going to talk very briefly to you about how we take the influence, the questions, the concerns, the directives, all of the input we get from the various groups that you just saw on that last slide, and kind of usher them through a controlled process of discovery and analysis to get to what we're really trying to get here. And this is the technical solutions to the challenges that we face when we're trying to achieve interoperability. On a day-to-day basis, we're working with the laboratories, the end users of our documentation. We're also working with the FLIP program. Again, that was mentioned, John Lipsky, our project manager, also project manages the FLIP program. We have folks with ELR that we work with and APHL, and of course the RM team, which has been forging a lot of these paths for several years, that we work alongside with. We have close interaction with the programs and our business owners, the LRMB and LRNC, obviously Finn, and members of different bodies from LOINC, NOMED, and HL7. We take those concepts and we put them through a structured change management process. We have a CCB subgroup that I'll talk to you a little bit more in a second. Those folks really offer the expertise to help us vet through all of these changes that we're proposing, these standards that we're trying to put down on paper and pass down. We have, of course, a stakeholders approval board with ultimate sign-off coming from our business owners, the LRNB and LRNC program offices. So at the end, what we hope to achieve are controlled, well-vetted requirements and solutions that we can pass on to the laboratories, the implementers, so that they can implement these solutions. So I talked a little bit more about who's involved in this change management process, and we have a number of champions of a number of different organizations are coming together to help us, each wearing different hats. Again, LRMB and LRNC being our business owners, they have a lot of input. Folks from the Results Messenger team, again, Dwayne Jones, project manager there, sits on this board and vets these through. Austin and Rita Altimore also provide substantial expertise from HL7 ELR perspective. Ricky provides great representation from APHL and various other partners we work with as well. And we have the champions of each of these respective disciplines coming together, really dedicating their time and their efforts to helping us resolve these problems that we have in our niche. We talk about collaboration a lot, and there's a few levels that LIMSI collaborates at. At the highest level, we do make special attempts to achieve an overlap of people wearing different hats from number of organizations. Cross-pollination is a very good way of putting it, where we have folks that seem parallel in their efforts, but they all have their unique requirements that we need to fulfill. And so we do need to stay in our silo to some extent, but we also require the expertise to make sure that in the grand community that we're trying to develop, that we all can seamlessly integrate once we get to that step. I talked about the change management subgroup a bit. And one of the most important groups that we also work with is the LIMSI work group. These are the implementers. These are the folks down at the laboratory level. Again, more champions, but this time in the implementation level. And these folks come from all kinds of states, coming from various levels of funding, some with very, very well-funded programs and motivated communities that are ready to be on the forefront of this initiative. And then some who aren't gonna wait for the money, because the money's not gonna come anytime soon, but they know this is the right thing to do. And so they're gonna roll up their sleeves. People are rolling up their sleeves. They are studying up on HL7. They're doing their homework on LOINC and their SNOMED. And they're putting it all together and they're saying, all right, this is nuts, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to walk this path by myself. And hopefully that's when we can get them involved in this work group, where we can help take that spirit and give it some more clarified direction, offer them the requirements that have been well vetted. We give them the guidance. We work to learn, especially from at each laboratory, what their specific needs are, because the old adage is, you've seen one laboratory architecture, you've seen one laboratory architecture. There are unique needs that we try to address on an individual basis. And then on a biweekly basis, all of these champions get together in a round table to discuss lessons learned, best practices, and really try to work together as a community to solve these issues on a collective basis. And of course, we have the web-based information sharing tool, Sitescape, which we also use as a collaborative tool to give another avenue for input and concerns. We say future messaging plans, but some of these are in process. Routine testing for LMB results messaging. We have requirements published. They're in the hands of implementers who are working with this to get this coded right, get the configurations right. We're approaching exciting time. We're going to be able to do a lot more showing than telling. But at the time, there's still significant progress. We do have standards that we're working to get implemented, and soon we'll have some folks messaging in operation. LRNC results messaging, from the LTL7 perspective, might take some time, but for now, we are still implementing an interim solution through the Results Messenger application. And so that is in the works as well. For the future, test results or request messaging, lab-to-lab messaging, the two-way street to achieve full interoperability. BioWatch result messaging is another possibility, as well as vocabulary and other configuration data messages. All right, now I sit up here and I talk about what we do, like I have a big role in it, but honestly, I'm one of the newer members of the LIMS integration team, and I think it's part of some sick hazing process that I'm up here in front of you all right now. But these are the folks here that are really responsible for the hard work and the results that we've gotten to this point, and we'll continue to work hard for Emery Meeks being our fearless leader, who is also not only presides over the LIMS integration, but also the Results Messenger team. All right, one last little detail. If any of you all are marginally excited, as Mr. Horshack is, about becoming involved with LIMS integration, this is important information to take down. And of course, you are most welcome to come and talk to us after the show.